This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who've been through absolute caca give you advice on how to get through yours. Today, we are talking with Deborah Knight. Welcome, Deborah. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's my pleasure too. So we're going to get right into it. Deborah, in a couple of sentences, please let us know who you are, where you're from, and how you keep busy during the day.
Yes, so Deborah Knight, Wakefield, Massachusetts. I am the creator of the Magic of Manifestation, a 6-week course, which stemmed from, and you'll hear about that, all the things that I've gone through throughout my lifetime, and put it into a 6-week course that basically I'm helping women find that peace and joy within their hearts. Yeah, it's a warrior.
That is a worthy pursuit. I appreciate that. And so, Deborah, you alluded to going through some difficult things. Can you summarize what you went through and what was the worst part?
Sure. So like many of us, the Me Too movement was big in my childhood. That's where it all started for me and put me on a catapult to really attracting things and relationships that weren't right for me. So, you know, two marriages that were abusive. I've also been the warrior for my daughter, who was diagnosed with neuroblastoma at the age of 3 as a single mom. So I've been a single mom since my kids were 8 months and 3 years old. And I tell you, we've been through hell and high water. But to tell you, the thing that broke me was a relationship after my divorces. And it was I thought he was the one for me. And after 3 years, he ended up coming to me and telling me that he had been having an affair for a year and a half. And it absolutely broke my heart open. So that was the catapult into Deborah. What's going on with you? And the best part that came out of that was that through all that, the pain, obviously severe, but there was one day in particular where it was, I came home after dropping the kids off, and I still remember it to this day, that the noises that came out of my body of pure fear and pain that surprised me and scared me all at the same time. And at that moment, I surrendered to something bigger. I just called out for help, and I literally had a mystical experience that came through me, an energy that was so peaceful and beautiful and calming. And from that day forward, I wanted to know, what was that? So that was the opening for me into this energy work.
Wow, absolutely incredible. I mean, those of you listening, my emotional, if somebody could chart my emotions during what you were just saying, it was like, wow, we're in a big low and we're kind of getting to a big high. That brings me to my next question, which is, Deborah, it really takes a total warrior to get through any one thing of what you're describing. What is the best thing about being on that other side, in addition to what you have already said about having that mystical experience?
The love and the peace and the absolute joy I have within my own heart, so that, that when you go through something like this, and some of you who are in it right now, the caca, just know that for me, I now know that that's a training ground for you, because in order for you to feel the depths of love and compassion for others, that's a training ground, because you're in the depths, the deep darkness, right? And I feel that if you go through a lot of that stuff, on the other side is the depth of love that you can have for not only yourself, but your family and for humanity. So I feel like it's a training ground. So on the other side is that is just wonder and magical. Yeah.
It's a really pretty view from the other side, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Who are some other brave warriors like you, Deborah, who have gone through absolute caca and have come out on the other side, and who would be fantastic guests on this podcast?
Yes, I have two, actually. A friend I met last year, Colleen Aegis, who is actually, again, she was like us, had her children were, I think, under 1 and 3. And she has built companies, and now she is building a vodka company called Velo Vodka, which incorporates mineral water and quantum codes. And she's just an incredible lady. And then the second one is this woman called, her name is Kat Dawn. And I've never met her, but we have a relationship online, and she runs this, it's a program called The New Dawn. And she literally has been, as an ex-addict or recovering addict, she helps women in recovery, and her story is incredible. She actually just had a baby. there's the two that I still look at and go, yes, it's so wonderful to watch.
That's great. Well, I will definitely get in touch with them. They sound like wonderful guests. So next, the nugget of advice. What is one piece of advice that you would give women who are going through major struggles in CACA right now to help them get to the other side?
First of all, know that you are a being of light, and that we are all connected. And that I can definitely say without a doubt that each one of us is connected. And so if you can surround yourself with people, not people who will support you, but people who will see you as your future self. So the biggest advice I can give to you is to start to imagine who you really want to be and start stepping into that little by little every single day. And you will find that as you do that, your future self begins to emerge. And then you just start to blossom. The universe steps up to help you. It's incredible. So play and keep going to that joy, finding the joy. Can I just add something else?
You bet. Yes.
It's so important. So when you're in the caca, the muck, the messiness of life, we have a really hard time thinking about anything else. And all of our focus goes to that muck. And that's why you're still going to attract that, because you attract that which you are, and where your emotions are. So it's so important, if you can, and I know how challenging it is to do the things that bring you joy, to raise your emotions up into joy, gratitude. And I mean, you can find anything around you to find that gratitude and truly get into it. And you'll begin to see, because what we focus on expands. So the more you focus on the caca, I love that word, by the way, the more that's going to expand. And so it's important to, that's why it's so important to put yourself into the shoes of the person you want to be. And it is you, by the way. If you can imagine it, you've already have it. You already have that ability inside of you. That helps somebody out there.
I am sure that it's going to help somebody out there, because it's really concrete. It's really concrete that what it is that what you need to do in order to then be able to visualize yourself in the future. I really appreciate that. With a few seconds left, Linda, since we are all about being epic here on this podcast, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Ah, that's an easy one. I literally can see, I can already see the lights in other women. I can see their light. I can see who they are. And so my superpower would be to brush away all the muck so that they can actually see that for themselves. That's definitely what it would be, without a doubt.
Beautiful. The power to brush away the muck.
Yes.
Fantastic. Oh my goodness, Deborah, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you online?
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Nikki. Thank you so much. And I love everything that you're doing. You can find me at CoachDeborahKnight.com. I have a Facebook group, the Master Manifestors, if you want to check that out. And of course, on Facebook, Instagram, Where Bliss Lives. You can find me anywhere.
I love that. Everywhere.
Thank you.
And we'll find you anywhere. This is Nikki Bruno with Deborah Knight with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on staging an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering situation, please visit theepiccomebackpodcast.com.
Love it.